At least two Israeli soldiers have reportedly been killed and several others injured as their military convoy came under fire near Lebanon's border. Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance movement says it carried out the surprise attack in retaliation for an Israeli airstrike against Hezbollah fighters in Syria nearly 2 weeks ago. An Israeli rights group says Tel Aviv's policy of bombing Palestinian homes during last summer's invasion of Gaza violated the rules of war. Betzalel also says a majority of Palestinians killed during that war were women, children, and elderly people. The 50-day Israeli assault killed over 2,200 Palestinians. Bahrain's jailed opposition leaders rejected all charges against him in the country's higher criminal court. Sheikh Salman has been charged with inciting a change of government by force, provoking hatred, and insulting the interior ministry. His Al-Wafaq party says there is no legal or moral ground for Salman's trial. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has paid a visit to the mausoleum of Imam Khomeini, founder of the Islamic Republic. His visit comes just ahead of the beginning of 10 days of national celebrations that mark the victory of the Islamic Revolution back in 1979. New Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has held his first cabinet meeting and told them that his country will not default on its debt. But he said he would negotiate with creditors over the 240 billion euro bailout. The EU has warned Athens to stick to its commitments. Amnesty International says the execution of a mentally ill prisoner is the latest stain on the U.S. human rights record. Warren Lee Hill was put to death in the state of Georgia despite doctors confirming his mental disability. He was sentenced to death for the fatal beating of a fellow inmate in 1990. A Spanish judge has charged 10 Roman Catholic priests and two Catholic lay workers with child sex abuse. They were accused of abusing four teenage boys between 2004 and 2007 in Granada. The case came to light after one of the alleged victims wrote to Pope Francis.